Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. or Sunday school at 10:45. Our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall ever behold, where the beautiful tree of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing on the beautiful morning by the river of life. Sky, where we will live in peace through the endless ages, where we will never say goodbye. The prettiest beds of flowers will be blooming by the prettiest streets that I shall e'er behold. Dream of life for us is waiting by the prettiest mansion made of purest gold. The prettiest robes and crowns will all be wearing in the city four square beyond this world of strife. And the prettiest songs with the angels will be singing, morning by the river of life.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Well, I'm leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on
the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near.
Leaning on
leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Well, I'm leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, safe and secure from all alarm. Leaning on Jesus, leaning on Jesus, leaning on the everlasting arms.
When I look around and see the good things He does for me, I know I'm unworthy of them all. But His blessings
Amen. Isaiah chapter number 57 this morning. We'll start reading in verses number 1. The Bible said, "The righteous perish, and no man layeth it to heart. And the merciful men are taken away, and none consider that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one waking, walking in their uprightness." And then down in verses number 15, the Bible said, "For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy, I dwell in the high and holy place, which him all, with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to receive and to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones." And then down the last verse, verse 21, the Bible said, "There is no peace, saith God, to the wicked." Our Heavenly Father, our God, this morning as we call upon your name, thank you once again. Have the blessing of life this morning, God, for the privilege to read your word this morning, to call upon your high and holy name this morning, God. Thank you for the blessings of life. And our Lord, all that you provided for us so much in abundance, Lord, we realize that how unworthy and undeserving that we are this morning, God. But I thank you that, our Lord, that you have not rewarded us, you have not judged us after our own sins, but according to your abundant righteousness, Lord, and your grace and mercy, mercy this morning, God. And Heavenly Father, I thank you for these, God, that we've called out their name this morning, that you might visit with them this morning, God, that you touch their bodies according to your will this morning, God. And I pray that you'd intervene upon their behalf this morning, God, in whatever circumstance and situation, Lord, they might find themselves in this morning. I pray that you'd be in the midst of wherever your people are gathered together this morning, Lord, that you'd anoint your men this morning, God, to boldly stand and proclaim the truths of thy word, to declare the whole counsel of God this morning. May the name of Christ be exalted. May you be high and lifted up in our midst this morning. May you draw all men unto yourself. Lord, I pray this morning, God, that some precious soul might come out of the saving knowledge of Christ this morning. God, prepare us for revival season, God, a time of refreshment, but also a time of visitation this morning, God, that we might clean the depths of our heart out this morning, God. Lord, pray this morning that you pass by our way. I encourage us in this hour, and for all of this, we'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name this morning. Now, the Bible said in verses number 15 this morning that the Bible said, here I am the Holy One that inhabiteth eternity. And I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning some things that are eternal. Things that are eternal this morning. Now, first of all, in the first two verses that we read to you this morning, that I have somewhat to say about our loved ones who have departed from this world. Now, we never will fully understand why they may be taken from us this morning, especially those who love the Lord and labor for the Lord this morning. It seems that much more could have been done and accomplished if God had left them here this morning. But I want you to think this morning, first of all, that we ought not to ever forget to remember our loved ones this morning. Notice here in verses 1, he said that the righteous depart, and no man layeth it unto heart. That's the plague of our generation. We forget those that have gone on before us. And now, not the relationship that we have with them, but rather the righteousness in which they displayed in their lives. That wasn't just granny that passed away. That wasn't just grandpa or mama or daddy. Dear friend, but the holiness that they lived by and the righteousness, brother, that they displayed in their lives. Amen. Dear friend, notice that we fail to realize, not consider. Dear friend, the Bible said that the righteous are taken away from the evil to come. God may have spared them from one of the things that may lie ahead this morning. Amen. I know we say, well, they were taken away too soon. We didn't have enough time. And yet God knows what lies ahead in their life. He may have spared them from some kind of suffering this morning. It makes no sense to us, but God sees the future, and he knows everything, the beginning and the end. Amen. And then also we fail to foresee the rest. In verses number 2, he said they've entered into their rest, their peace. I thank God this morning they're no longer bound, limited in the sufferings of this life. Brother, I guarantee you one thing, no matter how much mama loved you, no matter how much that grandpa cared about you this morning, no one who's ever stepped in eternity wants to come back. Amen. They'd rather you come to where they're at this morning. Amen. Verses 15 mentions the word eternity. That's the only time this mentioned in the Word of God this morning. 2 Corinthians 4:18 said the eternal things are not seen this morning. Amen. As long as we live in this temporal world, enclosed in this temporal body, limited by temporal time, we cannot see the things that are eternal and forever this morning. 1 Corinthians 13:12, Paul said we look through a glass darkly. Amen. The things we value so much here, we know we shall leave behind, and eventually they will pass away. Amen. Jesus said in Matthew 24:35, heaven
heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word I shall not pass away. 2 Peter 3:10. Peter said the elements have to pass away with fervent heat. Have the world and all the things that are therein. Brother, even your life is just a blip on the screen. James 4:14 said it's a vapor that's here for a little while, and then it vanishes away. Solomon, the wisest of all men, have beheld all the works of his hands and said it's all vanity. Man, in vexation of spirit. And then he said in Ecclesiastes 12:13, I hear the whole matter and the conclusion. Man, we are to. Dear friend, fear God. I thank God and keep his commandments. Dear friend, but I want you to know that eternity has no beginning and it has no end. It always has been. Amen. Now there are some other objectives. In the scripture this morning, the Bible mentions the word everlasting and forever. But the human mind just can't fathom the thoughts. Man, neither do we understand the effects, dear friend, that the temporal has on the eternal. The decision, the choices, the actions of the here and now weigh heavily in eternity. Dear friend, the good decisions, dear friend, have eternal celebration. The bad decisions have eternal consequences. So, brother, choose wisely this morning. Amen. Dear friend, there are three things this morning I want to make mention of that are eternal. Amen. Everything in the garden, from the very beginning, God, the soul of man, and even Satan, amen, are all eternal this morning. Paradise is eternal. The plan of God is eternal. Perfection. All of these things are everlasting. Amen. Dear friend, but I want to make mention, first of all, that the Creator is eternal this morning. He's sovereign. He's holy and righteous. Amen. He is he that was and is and always shall be. The beginning and the end. And everything in between. He said, I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. He had the opening remarks in Genesis. He'll make the closing statement in Revelation. Amen. God always has been and always will be. Dear friend, this morning, the person of the Creator is eternal. Thank God. God this morning is a holy Trinity. In Deuteronomy 33:27, have the first mention, by the way, in the Bible of eternal. Dear friend, talks about our eternal Father. Amen. 1 Timothy 1:17. Talks about the eternal King. Dear friend, the Son of God. Dear friend, Hebrews 9:14 talks about the eternal Spirit with a capital S. Amen. Dear friend, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Genesis 1:2. Dear friend, or Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God. Amen. Revelation 22. Dear friend, the word God is mentioned, the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friend, He is everything in between. The power of God is eternal. Romans 1:20. Dear friend, this morning the Bible talks about His eternal power in Godhead. God's not getting stronger, neither is He growing weaker. He's the same as He's always been, brother. Amen. You say then, why are there no great manifestations of miracles in this time, in this dispensation, as they were in the past? Well, Luke 16 tells us that men will not be persuaded, even though someone was brought back from the dead. We live in a time of faith, brother. Faith is our evidence in seeing Him who is invisible. Seeing the unseen hand of God. Amen. Hebrews 1:3 said He upholdeth all things by His power. Colossians 1:17. All things consist by His power this morning. Dear friend, the the place of God. Our dear friend, is eternal. Amen. God still gets his mail, thank God. On Hallelujah Avenue this morning. God is in every place. He is, our dear friend, not only omnipotent, but he is omnipresent. Amen. Our dear friend, now he's in everything, and in everything is made by him. Our dear friend, but hugging a tree is not going to get you any closer to the Maker. Amen. This morning, how about the psalmist in 139 in verse 8 and 9 said, where shall I flee from thy presence? Amen. Anywhere you go, you'll find God this morning. Our dear friend, the depths of the sea, our dear friend, the heights of the heaven, our dear friend, this morning you'll find evidence of our Creator. And then the purpose of God is eternal. Ephesians 3:11, how the Bible said, according to his eternal purpose. Everything that God does, he does for eternal. Amen. This morning, now we don't understand it, we're just to trust and obey it. God gives a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet, enough light to take another step. Amen. But everything that he does, our dear friend, he does out of a purpose and a plan and out of significance. Amen. God doesn't casually just do us something. Our dear friend, that doesn't mean anything this morning. The Creator this morning is eternal. And then secondly, may I say that our conversion is eternal. Hebrews 5:9, our dear friend, the Bible said that we have eternal salvation. Hebrews 9:12 said that he entered in once behind the veil to obtain eternal redemption. Amen. You which are dead in trespasses, thank God, is he quickened. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Amen. I'm saved by grace through faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm saved forever. Amen. Our dear friend, my being is eternal. Thank God this morning I've been born again. I'm not of corruptible seed. Our dear friend, this morning, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Matthew 19:16. What must I do to be saved? Amen. Well, I'm glad this morning that I put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and opened my heart and asked him to come in. And I'm glad that he came and take his abode in my heart. I'm glad that he transformed me. I thank God this morning, and I am saved, saved, saved. Amen. John 6:67. Peter said, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Amen. Dear friend, John 10:27, Jesus said, I give unto them eternal life. By the way, that's the only life that God ever gives is eternal life this morning. It doesn't give temporal life. Amen. The Bible said in John 5:39, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. 1 John 1:2, 2:25, 3:15, 5:11, 13:18. John said, you know that you have eternal life. Amen. John 11:24-25. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. I'm glad that I have eternal life this morning. My body is eternal. Amen. Dear friend, I know you may take this old body back down to the earth and bury it in the ground. But 2 Corinthians 5:1 said, we know that if this earthly tabernacle be dissolved, we have another home in heaven. Thank God, eternal, and not made with hands. Philippians 3:21, the Bible said he'll change our vile body like unto his glorious body. 1 John 2:28, amen. It does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he appears, we'll be like him, for we'll see him as he is. 1 Corinthians 15, this corruptible must put on incorruption, this mortal immortality. How this body that was sown in weakness will be raised in power. It was sown a natural body, be raised. I thank God a spiritual body sown in dishonor, raised in glory. Amen. Those that sleep will be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Amen. The dead in Christ will rise up first, and then we which are alive will be changed and caught up together. Romans 8 and 11 said, this same spirit that raised up Christ Jesus will also quicken our mortal bodies. I thank God my body is eternal. The blessings that I have are eternal. Hebrews 9 and 15, I said we have an eternal inheritance. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 said, eyes not seen, ears not heard, neither entered in the heart of man the things that God's prepared, but he has revealed them through his Spirit. Amen. Dear friends, 2 Corinthians 4 and 17, 2 Timothy 2 and 10, and 1 Peter 5 and 10, all talks about the weight of eternity. Eternal glory. Amen. That's waiting on God's children this morning. Amen. I'm glad my conversion is eternal. But lastly, let me say this morning, and probably most importantly, brother, not only is the Creator eternal, my conversion is eternal, but condemnation is eternal as well. Revelation 20 and 14 said that this is the second death, at whose was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Amen. Daniel 12 and 2 said that some will rise out of everlasting life and some to everlasting contention. Revelation 20 and 5 said the rest of the dead lived not until the 1,000 years were done. Amen. I'm telling you the means of condemnation. Judgment. Dear friend, the Bible said in Hebrews 6 and 2 is eternal judgment. Hebrews 9 and 27, that it's appointed unto a man once to die, and after this the judgment. Revelation 20 and 12, how the books were opened and men were judged out of those things. Dear friend, the Bible said that God's appointed a day to judge the hearts of men by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amos 4 and 12 said, prepare how to meet thy God this morning. God shall judge the secrets of hearts of men's hearts by the Lord Jesus Christ. How the mode of judgment. The Bible said that they're in danger of eternal damnation. Amen. How the result of blasphemy this morning, and blasphemy, by the way, is the final rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. How that's bringing conviction upon their heart. How the Bible said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? How we are inexcusable, and will die as a fool dieth. Amen. Dear friend, the only sin that condemns a man to hell is the sin of unbelief this morning. And then finally, the method of condemnation is eternal. Jude 7 said this eternal fire. Amen. Revelation 20 and 14, the fire and brimstone. How the smoke ascendeth of their torment up forever and ever. Mark 9 and 43. How five times Jesus said the fire is not quenched and the worm dieth not. Our God is a consuming fire. Amen. Verse 21 of the scripture I read, there's no peace for the wicked. Amen. But in verses 2, I'm glad the Bible said we can enter in out of peace this morning if we're saved. I'm glad everything's eternal. This world's passing away. But Jesus said, lay upon the other side treasure that is eternal. May the Lord richly bless you, is our prayer.